Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan.
I may or may not have promised Tiffany I would do this. Hello. Okay. I was
Was
doing that
that?
with Tiffany when we got on. I was using the higher pitch voice. She dared me to do it live. So there you go,
Oh,
Tiffany.
there you go. So, with that dare, with you doing that, did she have to do something?
I think she should at least come on and say hello. So Tiffany is our chat room lady, and so if you would like her to pull your question aside so that we can hear your question, you got to put Tiffany in capital letters when you're typing it in. And she's going to be watching all the chats for us and letting us know when there's questions, these brilliant questions you guys all have brewing in your minds. She'll let us know and we'll read them.
Absolutely. We're so excited to be here.
Yeah.
I know last week was we did a little differently because we had Erica on from South Africa, so
Ah.
we needed to kind of maneuver there a little bit and work with that. I
That
hope you enjoyed that show. That was
candlelit show. Yeah,
her
that was
wonderful
fun.
stories. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. And
Cool.
the training was like that too. It's like, what? Wait, what? Stories? Yeah, good stories. So.
Very good. Very good. So, Tracy, what's been going on with you? What are you
Oh, I'm
doing?
Tracy. That's me.
Yeah, that's you. Tracy, you.
Guys, that's me.
You guys, we do the show together, but we hardly, we used to kind of communicate sometimes during the week, but lately, well, Tracy, gosh, you're everywhere. You are so busy. But that's, we are all busy doing stuff, but you're extra busy, it seems like.
Am I extra busy?
I think so. Yeah,
You
you've
know,
got a
I
lot of
think
things
I
going
kind of
on.
am because I've been squeezing in little podcasts here and there, and they kind of got to fit in the cracks, and so a little extra busy. But however, you know, this is something that's fun to talk about too, because these kind of things happen where we got stuff going on in our life, and the universe knows before we do, right? So I'm sitting there watching my calendar, right? And people can schedule online and it drops in. And I kept noticing like this big chunk of the calendar.
Right.
I was like, is it invisible to people? What's happening here? Because they were bypassing all these days that I had available and going into the last part, you know, and I'm finally caught up to that now, but it started booking the 15th of March on. And
Okay.
I'm like, are they just not seeing the 2 or 3 weeks before that? So literally 3 weeks where there was like just sprinkle of like the readings and stuff like that, just some little
Right.
things that I do from home. And so I was doing workshops and stuff because I'm like online workshops because I'm thinking I need to pay bills. Where is everybody? What's going on? But it was also everything that I did, I was doing from home, and it turned out to be a really good thing that I was home for multiple reasons. One of them being one of our vehicles broke down, and my son needed to use my vehicle. And well, he might as well. I'm not going anywhere. There's no parking. So, anyways, but then it's like not only did everyone was booking, they just weren't booking for that time frame, and it
Right.
was so wild. So on the 15th, that all changed and shifted. Now, you know, now I've got so many sessions that my eyes are going to pop out, and I'm like, and then people are, hey, I want to meet you for lunch. Can you meet for lunch? Holly's out my way. Holly Duckworth is out in my area. And she's like, can we meet for lunch or you know, meet up? And I'm like, maybe. So you're not wrong. I said I am a little bit chaotic. And then we're going to go camping as a big family camp out. And so that's one of the reasons you guys won't see me in the next 2 weeks
Two
is,
weeks, yeah.
yeah. So there's a class going on next Friday and camping the Friday after that. So
Right.
you guys are gonna have to just imagine me out by the ocean, camping, campfires, family. Just keep everyone visualize that being so beautiful weather-wise. It's just
Absolutely.
beautiful.
Absolutely. But any practitioners out there, can understand and learn from what you're talking about the scheduling things, because sometimes
Yeah.
it can be a little panicky. It's like, Nobody's scheduling. What's going on? I don't understand. And we find out later, it's like, it gets really, really busy later or something. So you just put it, or sometimes you get last minute people wanting to come in and that space needed to be freed. And so you look at it's like, that's where later it's either I needed a break or this is open for someone. You just trust it's gonna be fine. But like, see here, now she's doing double time. So she was getting a break before the double time.
It is too, because I was like, normally what I'll do is make it so I have like two sessions, QHHT sessions, and then I sprinkle in the other stuff I do. And this, I was just like, okay, I'm leaving it wide open for QHHT. I'm not gonna block it off like I normally do. And now it seems like all I have is QHHT, which is great, but it's also like, oh, okay, there's everybody. You all just went to the second half of the month. That, how interesting too, that they went to the part of the month where we're entering into this new moon. And that new moon energy is all about like we're in this spring into a new version of self. There's some things going on where we're gonna be pressured to look at relationships again. So get ready for that, you guys. We're gonna be looking at relationships and
Okay,
what's
give a
working,
little more
what's not
information on that.
working.
Like, so what might that look like when you're saying being pressured to look at relationships? Give a little more information.
Well, if you're in a relationship, this could be work, it could be a love life, it could be friendships where it's really off balance, or you're not treating someone right, or they're not treating you right. It's going to dissolve. It's going to either go its separate ways, or you're going to figure that out and balance it. So if you're not willing to balance it, then it's going to go away. So if you're the one that wants the balance and the other person doesn't want to put in the effort, they go. You're either going to be like, okay, see ya, or the universe will take them out of your life somehow. That sounded pretty brutal in a nice and easy way, right? Like natural, you just kind of quit calling each other whatever. You just don't have the interest there anymore. But
It's
so
probably, if we be honest, it's probably something you're already aware of. Just
yeah.
don't want to look at it. Like you're saying, you have to look at it now, or you don't want to admit to
Yeah.
it or something. There's something you just don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, the way the
Okay.
astrologer worded it was, you will be pressured. And I was like, oh, what an interesting word. You'll be
Yeah.
pressured to res either resolve it or end it.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So, yeah. So that sounds like just like what you said, if you're not willing to look at it, you're not going to be able to ignore it anymore.
Yeah, and that makes sense. You said something about this next week. Well, see, that's the beginning of spring. It's a spring equinox, new life,
New
birth,
beginnings. Yeah.
new beginnings. Yes.
So we're all
Makes
getting
sense.
ready for those new beginnings.
Yay. Very
So,
cool.
what have you been up to?
See, I always know things until somebody asks that question. Then all of a sudden, I'm like, I don't know. What have I done? I've just been busy. I'm actually starting some. I'm spreading my wings and just being creative and looking and exploring new things too. So maybe that's part of that moon.
That new beginnings. Yeah, springing into that.
You know,
In a
it's
one
fun
year
because
too,
you don't want to get stuck in stuff. I mean, even though it's not necessarily stuck, it's like it's okay to look and see what else. I mean, I'm venturing into this just to see if I can do it.
Nice.
Well, what? Why not? That's that kind of I mean, it's not daredevilish, but it's kind of that attitude. You know, it's like, what can I do? I just want to explore all that I can do, all that I can be. So that's kind of what I'm
Oh,
doing.
she went into the military. Did you hear it? All that I can be. Yeah. Isn't that their slogan?
Yeah,
Be all
they
you can
wouldn't
be.
take me back a long time ago, but now they want me.
Be all you can be. Let's do it. We do have some questions starting to come
Wonderful.
in over here.
I thought if
So
we chatted
ready for
long
that?
enough, we'd get questions coming in.
I know these guys are like, what are they doing? Let's just ask a bunch of questions so that maybe they'll stop.
Yes.
Okay,
We're here for you.
Tiffany. That's right. Yeah. Okay, Tiffany. We're waiting for her.
Yes.
There she is. Bring in our first question.
You
I like to
rang.
be. We're in a mood tonight,
We'll
right?
go ding dong.
So I have two questions that are related. So I'll start with one and then we can go into the next one. First question is, I need to know the difference of twin flame and soulmate, please.
Okay. What's the second question, if we might be able to,
Yeah, so
or do you feel like we need to, okay.
the second one is, do we have one twin flame in our lifetimes? And how many times can we be with that twin flame truly together in love?
Oh, okay. So that way we can just talk about all of it at once.
Yeah. Do you want me to start with that or you want to dive in?
Yeah, I know we have different. So different. Yeah, you're good at, because that's you do a lot of things on twin flames
So
and like that.
there's
So
a lot of information on twin flames, and of course, we're all going to have different views of what that might be. Soulmate to me is somebody that you had a karmic path with, you had lifetimes with them, and there's you killed them once, they killed you once, you got to come in, work that out, something like that. So you're coming in and working out things that you have done together, or coming in to support each other in some way, whatever
yeah,
that
not
might
always
be.
trying to kill each other.
No, you're not always trying to kill each other. You might actually be in something very supportive with your soulmate. And then a twin flame, my understanding of the twin flame is they're coming into your life, you're coming into their life because you're going to trigger each other into the self-healing, your wounds, not wounds you've created together, but they're coming in to help trigger you to heal what's going on for you, to bring you into self-love, self-realization, and all those goodies. So, do you
You know
have
what
any?
I love about this is because we have this idealized thing about twin flames and we romanticized it. And it's like, oh, this wonderful person that's coming in to complete me. And I love what you just said. No, they're coming in to trigger
They're going
you.
to traumatize you. No. But the connection is so strong
Really strong, yeah.
that you won't leave that relationship because you love them so much. And it's designed that way so that you will work through your stuff. You'll stick in there with it so that you work through your stuff. So that is my version of twin flames. Now, I also believe that the twin flame, if both parties are working on it, can evolve into what I call divine union, which is what I think the second question is asking. But you have to have two people that are willing to stick this out till the bitter, dirty end of triggering each other, and then you can have that divine union, or you will, that is all you came together to do, and you will then part ways and then go on to find the divine union in someone else that's also done their work.
Okay, so the second question almost sounds like, I mean, and I that's wonderful explanation. And then I'm wondering if the second question is kind of sounding like, you know, some people you kind of do this business with, you leave and you come back, leave and come back. And so it's like wondering if that's a soul connection or a thing. And I would say it probably is, because I've had one of those kind of relationships, and it's like they come back into your life at a point that you are at your next step or something like that. You know, it's like these are agreements that we make before we come in, and we've made, you know, to do help each other all along the ways. And sometimes it is, maybe they're the best person in your I don't want to say your area, but it's like I'm trying to come up with an etheric kind of thing, your soul area, you know, that can fulfill what you need in order to do what you need to do. And they volunteer, you know, we all volunteer for each other to help. I'll push your buttons. Will you push mine?
Yeah, we're good at that. We all do it. We all do it for someone, right? I'm sure we can think
Absolutely.
of somebody that we're pushing buttons. Our family groups, like my children, for instance, I'll be doing stuff I have no idea I'm saying or doing something, and they're like, "Why do you always do that? What did I do?" And that's usually when you're triggering somebody, you usually have no clue you're doing it. You're not doing it to purposefully be mean or vindictive. You're just being yourself, and their wounds are being triggered by that, by something you said or did. And you're usually sitting there like a deer in the headlights, like, what did I just do? So.
And so back on this, so just a little bit more of what's coming in, it's like about the soul groups. you know, because we have our soulmates and our twin flames, and all of these are coming out of these soul families, these soul groups that we hang out. It's like our tribe, if you want to call it that, you know. So it's on the other side. We have our souls that we like to be with. And so we'll come back a lot of times with them, many times and through many lives, because we work well together. Maybe we help each other well together. You know, it's like you really helped me through that other situation, pushing my buttons and also supporting me, you know, and stuff like that. So there's different, you know, so you might just like at work, you know, you have your coworkers, there's some that you really like working together with, you get along well with, and you're very productive. And so you want to keep doing that. And there's maybe others that's not so much. So you might not necessarily gravitate toward them. You want to keep coming back and doing more projects with the ones that you get along with. So see, we do that as souls. So some of these people that we're attracted to are that they're in your soul family, you know? And so there's that pull there. It's a recognition, you know, or you recognize the energy, you recognize this pattern, this frequency, like I know you, you know, on some level, I know you. Well, see, and it's not necessarily a love bond or anything like that. It's just a recognition that we know each other and we work well together.
Yeah, and there's some nice familiarity there and comfort. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, are we ready for another one?
Ding dong.
You rang. Someone did, I think you guys touched on this, but someone had like a semi follow-up just saying, could your twin flame lead you to your soulmate?
Well, why not?
Why not? I was just gonna say the same
thing.
I
think
not?
What they mean is their sacred or that divine union. Because but yes.
Anything's possible. I mean, that's why we have people in our lives, is sometimes it's get us from point A to point B, or you know, and then they themselves may turn into that person. I don't know. I just
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to answer that, but sure. Yeah, they could lead you to it, they could turn into it, you could turn into that, you know, you guys can work that out yourselves and stay in the same union you're in. That's why it's a tricky question, because everyone's going to be a different answer, right? It's not one size fits all.
Exactly. And what's coming to me is like, just stay open and just allow and be with it. Don't try to put any concrete walls on it.
Just enjoy what you're in and enjoy what time you have with that. And it could go on and on and on, or it might be done tomorrow. You don't know, but enjoy it.
Absolutely.
So it's there for a reason. It's not showing up just to show up.
Right.
It's in your life for a reason, that relationship. So,
you know, while we're right there, let's say that one thing that you, when you said this one time on the show, it was like, of course. Of course, and it brings
it's
so
to
much
be
comfort.
It won't pass you by.
Yes.
See, I knew what she meant, because we have this thing. If it's meant to be, it will not pass you by.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if it does,
people, places,
it's
and things. Any of that.
Mm-hmm. Any of it. And it holds true. So
it does. I mean, it's a law. That's the universal law. I mean, if it's in your plan, it has to be.
Yeah. Like when people are like, well, I don't want to miss my soulmate, I don't want to miss that opportunity. You won't.
You won't.
That's not going to happen. I had this couple that came in for QHHT. They each had a session, and they both lived in different countries. Mm-hmm. And to hear their stories, you could almost just see the universe on the other side going, oh, I hate this free will thing, because they went and changed their mind again. And then they're moving the pieces around, because they were intended to meet at the college that they went to.
Okay.
She was going to go to that college, then she pulled back from that college. So then his energy did the same thing. He's like, well, I was thinking about going there, but then I was kind of not. And then she decides to go. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, well, yeah, I do want to go. And then he goes. And so I'm hearing them both tell this story, and I'm thinking, well, you pulled back because she pulled back, or vice versa. One of you pulled back, so the other one did, because then that was going to have to get reorchestrated. But then you both decided, no, wait, no, I do want to go. And you made it there, and then they met and they got married, and they're like this cute little Cupid couple, you know, like adore each other. Even after years of marriage, they're still in the lovey-dovey, yummy stage of everything. And it's like, oh, they're so cute together. But it's so neat to hear those stories. And my parents have a similar story where, I don't know if mom would be mad at me for telling this story, but, you know, she had made a date with my dad, but some friends of hers, including guys, said, let's go to the beach. So they went to the beach and she didn't get back in time for the date. And here he's sitting in the driveway and she comes back and she's like, wow, what a nice man. He waited for me, you know, and then her mom's sitting on the porch tapping her foot like, where have you been? This poor guy's been waiting for you. And she went in the house, she got changed and all ready and went back out and got in the car. And she goes, I can't believe you waited for me. And he goes, I didn't, my car wouldn't start. And then he turned the key and it started right up.
Started. Yeah. No, the universe said, no, you're sitting here.
You know,
you are waiting.
Thank you, universe, because now I'm here. And, you know, so yeah. So these kind of stories, you hear them all the time. So don't worry, it won't pass you by and you're not going to miss your opportunity. So be in what you're in. And when you know it's done, it's done. Or when it gets pulled apart, it does. But don't be sitting there worrying that you're going to miss a different opportunity. Now, I do think, though, that if you're in a relationship that you know you want to leave or you want out of it and you're not willing to work on it, but you're staying there for the comfort of it, or this person pays the bills or that person provides this.
Convenience of it.
You might be holding people back from actually meeting their real union.
Well, yeah, you're pushing it all off. I mean, yeah, it will still happen, but you're pushing it off.
But you know what? The universe will step in there too and just be like, enough of this, and they'll separate it. But but you are delaying it. So you can do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
So trust your gut. Live your life. Keep going. And it will, whatever is meant to be, will just land right on you. In your lap.
Yeah. All right. You want to ring the bell?
Ding dong.
So changing it up, what advice do you have for someone who is awakening and just started the process?
Watch all the videos, do all the things, jump in, dive
right.
in.
My first thing was breathe. Because it depends on how you're doing it. Now, I love how Tracy has said before that, you know, you choose how you wake up, and some people are just wide open. I always see it as a blind, you know, those blinds, the rolling ones. Mm-hmm. Now, if you pull down, it would go up, and sometimes they would just go up, you know, like that, open, wide open, and people are overwhelmed by it. It all came in all at once. And then there's those of us like me and Tracy that just took our time, just little by little by little by little, and did it nice and easy, and, you know, and it was very comfortable. To the most extent, it was pretty comfortable. But see, those were choices that we made on a soul level of how we wanted to do this. You decide that.
And it's funny that you asked that question, because my client today is kind of one of those fast trackers. And, you know, I was telling her how I started this in my late teens, kind of started figuring out there's something going on. I'm getting these hits, intuitive messages, you know, being told in my head, get a different car, those kind of things, like, where's that coming from? And starting to, you know, and then slowly and gradually over the years got to where I am now. This gal that comes in today for her session, absolutely delightful. She sits down. I said, how did you find Dolores Cannon? She goes, well, in December. I'm like, you mean this last December? Like only like 3 months ago, December? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, and you're already here? I watched all the videos, read all the books, watched Gaia TV, did all the things, you know, and it's like, she was just like, you can't get enough. You can't get enough. And then she had a phenomenal session on top of it. And I'm like, oh, I see why they were like, wake up. Get in here. But so you'll know intuitively, it'll come to you. And, you know, all the information's on the internet now. It's so much easier than back when I was 18, 19 years old going, I'm going to go to the bookstore and see if I can find something in the new age sections about this big.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mom is a wonderful place to start if you want to do that. Dolores Cannon. I imagine you already know about her, and that's why you're
here. That's why you're here.
That's a fantastic, and then She has like books that help you get your feet wet, and then it gets deeper, deeper, deeper. So it's however far you want to go. It's wherever you want to start. You don't have to start in any one place. It's just whatever appeals to you. And I just went blah. Almost called you Jenny.
Jenny. Thank you.
And like Tracy was saying, you know, there's so much on the internet, but that can be overwhelming. I can see how that would be like, where do I even go? Trust your guidance. I totally love that advice.
Yeah.
Trust, you will know. It's like in the olden days when we went to bookstores, and those are still out there. Books can many times would just fall off the shelf right in front of you. Open up to the page that you need
Absolutely.
To read.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. So don't be surprised if things like that happen.
That happened all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or somebody would give me a book or, you know, whatever it was, a video would pop up. I had that conversation today with the client where she was saying that she wanted some truth. And then all of a sudden she kept falling into this, like the same person. Well, people tell you that about your mom all the time. I got online and these videos with Dolores Cannon kept popping up and popping up
all the time. Yeah.
And this is what her story was too. Yeah. These videos would pop up. And so you just ask, what do I need to know next? And they'll be like, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's roll it out for you.
Absolutely. And just allow it and trust it.
Yeah.
You know, and do it at the pace that feels comfortable for you. You're not in a race.
Yep.
It's because you're just now waking up and nothing like that's late or anything. This is the part of the absolutely perfect time for you. And then just do it at your pace. Go. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
Sure.
Ding dong.
So you guys love talking about manifestation. So let's go ahead and tackle that.
Okay.
I'm struggling to manifest. Is this something you can advise with?
What are they trying to manifest? Because manifesting a relationship might be, well, will be completely different than manifesting like a new job or a house or a car.
Well, it depends. Well, relationship. I mean, if you just say relationship, you're going to manifest whatever you're putting out there, you know? So if that's what you want to determine, you know, what I found to be the secret key to this whole manifesting is we're always saying, imagine, you know, visualize what you want. It's already done. Things like that. What I have found to be that last little ingredient that's really, really necessary is you visualize an event that's happening, you know, like you're just imagining. And this is where you fully use your imagination. It's if visualize is kind of a, I don't know how to do that. Just you're using your imagination. Imagine something as if it's already happened. Whatever it is you want, what would it feel like to already have that done? What it would already be accomplished? What would it look like? What would be an event that would represent that? And imagine yourself in that event. You're just, whatever it is, celebrating something, anything. And see, that's representing that it's already accomplished. It's already done. And you feel it. You feel it with all your emotions. You feel it. It's tangible. You know it's done. You're so excited. This is complete. It's all done. And see, then you come out of your imagination, you come back to your present space and time, and you keep that memory of this is done. This is done. Anytime you think about it, you jump back to that scene of it being done. That way, see, it has to come to you. You have already visualized it. You've already created it. You've already put your attention on it. It has to be.
Yeah.
And just say that to yourself. It has to be. It's already in motion.
Already in motion. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play with that a little bit more. Somebody put in there manifesting becoming a business owner. This is what I would have you do. What is that business? So my business is QHHT, right? So if I hadn't gotten where, you know, if I wasn't there already, what I would be doing is manifesting, well, I need an office and the space and I've already taken the course. So now I need the office room.
Right.
I would imagine, what does that look like? You're putting your furniture in it. But more so, what is it like to sit in that chair?
Yes.
What is it like to listen to the sound of the person's voice across from you? What is it like when the lamp's on in the corner or when you're sitting by the recording device and you're running that, and what does it look like and feel like when you're asking the questions, and like the little things, like if it was a house, what would it be like to cook breakfast in that house? What are the smells that you're smelling? Is the toaster going? Are you frying up some eggs?
Did you fill in all the details, like all the
little things that you do during the day, not just these bubbly moments, but go into the little details too. And I have found that that helps out tremendously to even like, what does it look like to collect the money and do the books at the end of this? What does it look like to add that all up? And then you put it in your checking account. What does that look like? And how does that feel? And so all
the So what you want to say is, what would it feel like? So that you want to be a business owner. What would that feel like to be a business owner? And then do exactly this. You want those feelings. Those are the points that grab it and bring it to you. It's the emotions. It's a feeling part. That's that little piece.
It's a nugget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely a nugget. All right, your turn. Ring the doorbell.
Ding dong.
I wasn't ready.
Ding, 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 ding.
We're going to have to get that app on our phone and we'll just do it that way.
Grace.
Yeah, we got 2 weeks to figure that out.
Okay.
All right. What do you got, Tiffins?
Oh, sorry. I think it froze. I have been seeing synchronicities all over recently. Why the increase?
To me, well, synchronicities are messages. I mean, those are telling you you're on track. You're this. They're to get your attention. So if you're seeing an increase, that tells me that you're on the right track, and it's trying to tell you that, and it's just giving, it's more and more. You're on the right track. You're on the right track. You've got your attention. So it's getting your awareness. I bet they're not happening any more than they happened before. It's just you're more aware of them.
I'm going to have to agree with that. Because, I mean, when we do gratitude journals, they say, do five. Pick five things you're grateful for. And then the next day, you're going to be able to notice even more. And then the next day you notice even more.
Right.
Well, it's not that you have more things to be grateful for. It's as you're starting to notice it now. You notice that, oh, well, actually, things aren't so bad, are they? I'm grateful for this and that. And then next thing you know, you're really putting out there to the universe, I want more things to be grateful for. So in that sense, maybe the synchronicities that are lining up, if there's something that's creating joy in you, you might be creating more synchronicities. Yeah,
totally.
They'd like to make us happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, we attract to us, like attracts like. And so, like you said, if that's got your attention and you're noticing it, then you will notice more. There will be more there. It could either be, like we're saying, you know, I'm going to repeat myself because I'm really good at that. Either there's more coming in or there's never, it's the same amount. You're just noticing them more.
Yeah. You're more available or open to it, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Okay, we're going to move over to the QHHT or hypnosis section of our day.
I love this. She's keeping us very organized.
Yeah, it's very structured. I like it.
So this question says, and this could go into a little bit about soul speak. So have you had clients with chronic back pain that cannot be alleviated? What have been the reasons those clients' vessels are stuck in discomfort?
You want to start with QHHT?
The reasons in QHHT is that so we sign up for things, right? And we go through these, we go through these different things in our lives to learn lessons from it. And even sometimes even when the lesson is there, let's just play with this for a minute. What if I, and I'm not claiming a backache, but if I had an ailment that I brought forward, sure, it's serving me, but it might be serving somebody else in my house too. And I might've agreed to carry that ailment so that they could learn something from it too. Mm. So sometimes it's not always just about yourself, what you're going through. You're doing it for some, to bring in lessons for other people in your lives. Other things are, you're just not quite getting that lesson. And if you don't get the lesson or you don't do the work that they're, that your SC is telling you got to do this, this, and this, and then the backache can go away. Sometimes you can negotiate that out and then they'll say, sure, we'll take the backache away as long as they do these things. But if they don't do them, then it's coming back.
Right. And the reason for that is because every ache and pain and ailment is a message.
the
So that's
message.
why, you know, if you, okay, we'll take the message away, but you better act on it.
Yeah.
You better do
And
your
then if you
part.
don't, they bring it back.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's the most common one. Yeah.
Right. And so we can go into what back pains typically represent. It's usually, you're not saying in the back. I don't think, so you say what part of the back, Tiffany?
No.
Okay. Back in general, that's your support system. You know, that's supporting your whole body. So you look at that, it's something in that support system can be off, out of alignment, or you're carrying a heavy load, you know, you and it's trying to tell you to delegate, to disperse things, and you know, maybe you're a bit of a control freak and you think you're the only one that can do it. You know, I'm guilty of that. I used to be very guilty of it. I'm much better at delegating this, you know, start trusting the team around me. You know, that's I've got a fantastic team, and everybody around me is wonderful.
It's
You
the
know, so
lower.
now I can trust them. I trust my people. So,
If this is the right person, she's saying it's the lower back.
the lower back. Okay. Seeing that, what I have found through all of this work is the lower back tends to be in the support system. It's like you feel. Now, here's the pay attention to these words. You feel like you're not being supported. It doesn't mean you're not being supported. It means you
Oh,
feel
yeah.
like you're not being supported.
How many
And
times
usually
that's
that comes, it's like people are there to help you. They're there, but you're not seeing it. You're just in your own world and I'm doing all this sort of thing. That's where it's meaning. It's like, delegate out. You
Now,
have people around you that can help.
is the lower back about worthiness too? Because for some reason that's popping in for me. Is there a worthiness piece to the lower
It
back?
could be because it's about the support, and sometimes it's financial. Worthiness, that sure, I can see how that could be. You know, there's something about like if you don't feel you have others or you know you have any support, to me that kind of comes to that.
Oh
It's
yeah, I guess
similar
it
to that
would.
too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
could very well.
So yeah, there's a little scavenger hunt in there for you to find that lower back piece, but
It's really saying you have people around you.
yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're saying, the scavenger hunt. Look, they're there. You're just not seeing them because you're into your own stuff and thinking you're the only one that can do it. And I'm not being mean. I'm not calling
No.
out. I'm trying not to call
I've
you out.
done
I'm just,
it. I've done
exactly.
it.
We're all, so many of us are guilty of this. You know, we just do it. It's like, you know what? I'll just do it. I can do it the way I want it. You
I'm
know,
going to
it'll
put
be
in an
easier.
example.
I'll just take it on. You know, and then we go, oh, why did my back hurt? You know, and it's just trying to say, hey, you've got people around that are willing to help. Let them help. You can trust them.
Yeah. Like I was going to give an example of when I was married and things were getting bad, right? I wasn't feeling supported by my spouse.
Right.
And so all of the symptoms were showing up for that. I'm not feeling supported. Yet here I had my parents, I had my siblings, I had my friends, I had all these other people, but I was oblivious to all the support they were giving me because I wanted it from this person.
Bingo.
When
Yeah.
I was able to finally make that connection, then I was able to let that go and all the it released.
Perfect point. I love that because it's you may not be getting it from where you want it, but it's not
Yeah.
saying that, that's why you don't feel like you're supported. It's not saying you're not supported. It's saying you're not getting it from where you would like to have it from.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love
And
that.
that was a worth that was actually a worthy thing too, you know. Not feeling like I mattered to him enough for him to make any kind of effort or whatever. You know, I was telling myself stories. You know, I was really in a program to make a good teacher one day. Here, let's just put her through it so that she can identify it and use these as examples one day.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's I again, hands up. We've done it. We've been there. We've done these things and we've worked through them.
Double
Yep.
hands.
So everything you guys are putting in here, somewhere in there, you know, there's a way to relate to it, I'm sure. So you're not alone. We've all been there and done that. And, you know, hopefully you go on that little scavenger hunt and figure it out. Who is it that you wanted something, some form of support from that you weren't getting it? And then start looking at everyone else who is giving it to you. You'll be able to release that. Yeah. All right. Ready?
I will say that the individual said that that resonated a lot with them, so I just wanted to give you
Wonderful.
that feedback.
Good. Thank you.
So someone had been asking again, soul speak wise, I guess QHHT also, about joints.
What do joints do? Let's just do a little. What do they do? They flex, right? They are the flexing points of a limb or an appendage or anything like that. These are the points that move. Okay, so if there's something going on with a joint, it tends to be something about being flexible, not being flexible, something about the flexibility or needing to shift in the perspective, things like that. So depending on where it is, we'll give a lot of information about maybe where the flexibility is lacking.
Yeah.
Or where that message is. It right now at GC, it's guidance. All these things just give us clues to really get the true answer for you. You need to go in and talk to your own guidance team, to your guides, to your higher self. I teach that in my book and the course on how to do that. Also, that's exactly what we do in a QHHT session. You are connecting right to your higher self to get those messages.
Questions to ask the higher self.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I angry?
Yeah.
Where am I holding fear? Mm-hmm. And there was one more. I had it and I lost it. But ask those kind of questions mm-hmm. because you're holding that energy. Oh, where am I feeling stuck? Because you're not.
Yeah, absolutely. I broaden it out a little bit more. It's like, what are you trying to tell me?
Yeah. What are you trying to tell me? But yeah, there's a lot of emotions that get stuck in those joints. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Arthritis is usually one that where you're trying to hang on to something, you know.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Hopefully that helped.
I'm wondering if she's waiting for us to make the ding dong noise or if.
I mean, I can.
we'll come up with different doorbell noises. What I like the ding dong, but there's other ones that are obnoxious.
It makes me want to look for an app in the moment.
Oh goodness.
I know.
While you're looking.
Yeah.
While we're still on the topic of hypnosis, stuff like that. This individual is asking, I'd like to know why some people aren't able to be hypnotized.
Oh, but that is not true. Everyone can be hypnotized. In fact, everyone is hypnotized most of the day. So that's how we know everyone can be hypnotized, because you already are all the time. Back in the 60s, this is a fun fact that mom gives in the course, and it's wonderful. I just always remember it. Back in the 60s, they were experimenting with the trances as they were starting to understand the trances, the state of mind or the trances. Why am I going back and forth on that? Anyway, the states of trance that we go through. And when we're in beta, we're wide awake. Alpha is the first, you know, it's a light state of trance. And it's where we just, like if you're meditating, if you're zoning, like you're driving and you get the road hypnosis, that's alpha, because you're still aware of what's going on, but you're kind of in this little zone. And then we go, then we have theta, where we're in this really deep place. And that's where we go right before we go to sleep. Okay, so there's one way of knowing that you're always can be hypnotized, because we always go through these states as we go to sleep. And sleep is one of the states. So see, that's part of it. But this experiment that they did, they hooked people up with electrodes to a television set. And I said, the television will only stay on as long as you're wide awake, as long as you're in beta. And they're like, let's just see how long you can keep the television on. And everybody's like, well, I'm always awake when I'm watching TV. So I don't understand this experiment. It makes no sense. No one could keep the television on longer than 60 seconds.
Wow.
1 minute is it. You're automatically, you go into a state of trance. You go into alpha immediately. We're in alpha most of the time. It's very rarely. I feel like we're in beta just when we have to be active and we have to be really alert. That's when we pull forward. There was something. Oh, this came to me the other day. Just side note, funny how the brain works. Because, you know, we've always said alpha, beta, theta, delta, okay? Even though theta and delta are out of place too. But it's like mom would always go, okay, beta is wide awake. And then you go to, and then alpha. And it's like, I don't know why they're in that order. It doesn't make sense. And it came to me the other day. It's because they're going to the, it's like, I guess the levels of what we're in. We're in alpha most of the time. That makes sense for it to be the first one.
Right.
We're We are in alpha, you know, majority of the time. And then those spurts of wakeness, that's beta. We're just coming into those and then we go back into alpha. Go back into alpha. We got to, it's too much energy to stay awake, fully alert and awake all the time. The body can't do it. So it goes into this other state to be in this relaxed. I know this is a long drawn out way of telling you that everybody can be hypnotized, but this is why I'm saying we're always in a trance anyway. We're always in some kind of a state. We're just moving among them. Then we go to sleep at night or we take a nap in the middle of the day. We sink down into from alpha, we go into theta. And we're going through theta as we go to delta, which is sleep. See, we always go through these and we come back awake. We're moving back through there. That's what QHHT, we are getting you to the theta state and we hold you there. Because that's where all of the answers lie. That's where you have your connections to your other realms and other dimensions and your higher self. So we hold you there so we can get access to your memories, access to all your answers. And that's why it's so easy. It's just we think, oh, I can't be hypnotized. And sometimes people are thinking, I'm not hypnotized because I'm aware. I'm aware of what's going on. Well, yeah, it's like I'm supposed to be completely gone, you know, and that's something else. When mom first started doing this, that was the state that we were in with our DNA and everything. That was just the where we were. We needed to go into an amnesic state, completely unconscious, you could say. And that was because our conscious minds were not ready yet to handle this kind of information, to know that this could happen. And so we had to go into that place and then she found, oh, my goodness, I can communicate with these people. They're totally not aware of it. And we get all this beautiful information. And then as our DNA has been upgraded, we have been, that's where we're getting to this place that we want to be aware. We want to know what's going on. We can handle it. And our SCs, our higher selves, this has come through so many sessions. They said, this is what we want. We want you to be consciously aware of this connection of who we are and what we are to you, who you are, you know, so that you can operate like this in the conscious state. It's no longer this and this. These two are together totally, and you can work together beautifully with it.
And we're totally we're there. There's like so many of you guys that are there. Like you are no longer in any kind of separation of that SC. You're in constant communication with it. It's amazing. So,
right.
I got the door.
Absolutely. And so just allow yourself, just a moment, just allow yourself, first of all, just know that everybody can be hypnotized and just take that in and operate from that place rather than why is it some people, or why can't I be hypnotized? See, what you're doing there is you are creating that reality. So now it's like, I know that everybody can be hypnotized and I can be hypnotized. See, you're creating now that you're moving down that path. And what would it be like if everybody just went into this beautiful state of relaxation and they accessed their memories? Wouldn't that be cool?
Exactly. Just relax. Quit trying to think about it. That's going to be the same.
Don't try to force it. Don't try to make it happen. Just allow it. So you've got a wonderful.
I've got a doorbell app here. We got 10 sounds. So let's see what happens. Okay. There's sound number one.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, let me get it up to the microphone. You can't hear it? Let's try another one.
Anybody else hear it?
Tiffany, can you hear the doorbells?
No, the most important person cannot hear the doorbells.
And I think we're back to ding dong.
That's really weird. That it very must weird. Be certain pitches that the microphone won't pick up. You can't hear any of those.
I hear that one.
Can you hear that one?
No. I heard the deep tone.
Okay. Maybe we're set up for deep.
That one? All right, you guys, we'll quit playing with the doorbell. I think these two collaborate and said, pretend you can't hear them. And you guys, no bells. They're all in there. Nope, nobody can hear them. Okay.
Yeah, we all collaborated.
So anyway, excited. I had 10 different doorbells. Could have been different every time.
Oh, man.
Oh, well. That's funny. All right. The fake one. Ding dong.
Okay. Over there, how do you know when you live this life over and over again? Because sometimes there are certain situations that I have walked through several times before, but they change each time the lesson is different.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. This is what's happening. Time isn't this. Time is this. Mm-hmm. It works this way. And so you may have an event that you repeat several times, but see, you're always moving like this. So that when you encounter that event again, it's from a different perspective, from a different vantage point, from a different experience level, because you have had experience with it before. And now you want to see it maybe from a different angle and see how you might handle it. What can I learn this time? Sometimes we want to repeat things over and over just to make sure we got all the learning that we can possibly get from it. I really want to milk that experience. And so, but we're always doing it this way. It's never the same experience. It will be something, it'd be a pattern maybe. Look for the pattern in it. But it's about learning. You're learning more from it.
Exactly. Cool. I'm going to say, Eileen says that her dogs heard the doorbell because they're barking. So
it was the high pitch. You know, it was probably okay. That we couldn't hear it.
That surprise latte was.
So you got so you got dog doorbells.
Maybe. Is that what I did? Dang it.
Okay, we probably have time for one more question. We're just a few minutes.
Okay, this may be loaded, so let me know, and I can
make
do
it a
different
good one.
Okay. This individual is asking to explain 5D, please.
Okay. All right. 5D represents, it's a dimension. It's like higher vibration than other dimensions, or lower vibrations than other higher dimensions. So it's like, it's just a frequency level, vibrational level of dimension. And the beings in that dimension are operating at a different vibration than maybe beings at a 3D dimension. Okay, so that just establishes there are different dimensions. And we have all these dimensions are stacked on each other, you know, when we're here, and we're always moving among them. You know, we just up to certain ones. And like what our goal has been, we've been in 3D for a long time. And our goal in this incarnation or during this time is to shift, the whole earth is shifting into 5D. Now, the thing is, you know, and it's been done, and now we're all trying to shift with it. We're raising our vibrations, shifting to go with it. So the 5D is just a higher frequency, a higher vibration of where we are. So it's just things operating at this different level of frequency. Now, when that happens, you will not have many of the things that are anchored into the three-dimensional arena, like fear and drama and what are some other things? Those are the biggies. Fear and drama.
Material, you know, like overindulging material things. What do they call them? The seven sins or whatever, the gluttony, all those things. Mm-hmm. But mostly once you're out of fear, your health rises and you know, the illnesses can't find you anymore in those vibrations.
Right.
Your body's vibrating at a speed where the denser energies don't stick to you. So your health is good. Yeah. Your vision's good. Your body's healthy and strong and lighter. It's lighter than the bodies that we have here. There's a lot of things that will change in that regard. And your mind's more expansive. You have more access to other dimensions and realities, and then you'll continue to elevate and expand that. So
absolutely. And seeing we're shifting, like our vibrations are, and then our bodies follow. So sometimes we have symptoms of the bodies, and some of these aches and pains that you're talking about can be part of that, where the body's trying to catch up to what our frequency has already done. It's already been shifting. And we do this gradually. We do this up and down thing, but then we're also like, it's like, if I can make this kind of a curve, it's like we go like this, then like this. See, we're doing it since gradually it's getting, so you know, see, the higher is higher and the lower is higher. Does that make sense? We don't ever go, it's hard to go back down. So we're always progressing. And so we keep raising our frequency, but we're always moving. We're always oscillating up and down and moving through these dimensions as we get used to it. See, it's at this point, for a lot of us, it might be very difficult to stay in that higher vibration 100% of the time. It's also very hard to stay in that lower vibration of 3D all of the time. So that's why we're moving up and down, and we're making choices. We're doing things that shift our frequency. And when we do that, we're learning what these different ones feel like. And it's like, oh, I like how this feels. I feel light. I feel wonderful. And then something, we make a choice or something happens, we get called into drama and fear and pulls us down. It's like, oh, this is yucky. I don't care for this. And see, then that affects other choices we make. It's like, okay, well, then I'm going to choose this way, you know, and these happen. Then, okay, so get sucked in here again. But see, it's not ever, we don't ever usually get back down to that same level that we were maybe in the beginning. We're always shifting higher.
Yeah.
But like I said, 5D, it's whatever you want. We're learning in 5D also how to this is where we know how to manifest. We can do these things. Where before it was like, that's only for the wizards, you know, that's magic, things like that. Where now we can all do this. This is totally within our ability. It's just us figuring it out. Yeah. We can do it. We can do so many things. It's just, we've got training wheels on right now. So we're learning. And that's why we're all helping each other. This is why we're here. This is what we're doing, helping each other to work with our training wheels. Pedal those bikes.
Absolutely, we are.
Okay, yeah. I'll wait. There's no time. Tracy, how can people find you?
TracyMahan.com or QHHTOfficial.com. And I'm in Portland for those who would like a session. I'm in Portland, Oregon, just outside of Portland, Oregon, about 20-30 minutes out of Portland. So, Julia, how do people find how to be a practitioner, find a practitioner, find you for Soul Speak, marathon?
Absolutely. Run that bicycle. Yeah, QHHT official. You can find a practitioner if you want to have a session. If you want to take the course and be a practitioner, it's on that site. And Tracy has a code real quick for you.
The magic is real. Just one word. The magic is real. Put it in, save 10%.
Yeah, 10% off. And also juliacannon.com. You can get all the information you would like on Soul Speak, the language of your body. And the book is also available at ozarkmt.com or amazon.com.
Yay. And thank you to them for being our
thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone, for being here.
Bye.